All right, so today we're going to unpack something pretty unique in the highly fragmented world of executive search.
Yeah, you see a lot of firms moving toward these big, standardized, almost bureaucratic processes,
Yeah.
or just handing it all over to AI.
Exactly. But we've been looking into this specialized counter model, a firm called Atlantic Research Technologies, or ART, RT.
And our mission here is to really understand why they argue that executive search is and should be an art, not an algorithm.
And that's not just some marketing slogan, right? It seems to shape everything they do.
It absolutely does. And it starts with the most fundamental thing, their independence. RT was set up in 1987, and they are, completely on their own.
So if you see another firm out there with Atlantic in the name.
No connection, zero. No financial ties, no strategic relationship, nothing.
Yeah.
And for you as the client, that sovereignty is everything. It guarantees confidentiality.
Okay, so as independence leads to their structure, this lone practitioner boutique model, what does that actually look like in practice?
It means they don't partner up, period. No outsourcing, no sharing resources with a franchise. All the knowledge, all the industry intel, it stays in one place, centralized.
But doesn't that create a risk? I mean, how do you ensure accountability across global searches if everything is so insular?
They do it with a really strict internal standard. It's an unbroken chain of accountability. A single recruiter is your sole point of contact for the entire search.
A single person.
And that person has to have a minimum of 10 years of proven experience in the field. So they're betting on deep industry knowledge, not just, a fresh MBA.
That focus on experience seems to run all the way to the top. The managing director, Bob Otis, has been there since the very beginning, since 87.
38 years. That kind of stability is almost unheard of. And it's probably what lets them ignore all the pressure to automate everything.
And that name, Research Technologies, that's a bit of a clue to their history, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's sort of an artifact from their early days when they were focused almost entirely on finding high-level engineers and scientists, think semiconductor, aerospace, that kind of world.
Which brings us to their methodology. They totally reject automation. No databases, no AI platforms, no online job ads.
To them, relying on those tools is basically an admission that you don't have the right contacts.
So instead of filtering through resumes from people who are already looking for a job,
They do what they call headhunting. They proactively go after passive candidates, the top performers who are successful, who are employed at competitors, and who aren't even looking. They want leaders, not just applicants.
okay, but let's get down to brass tacks, the money. Most firms charge a huge percentage of the candidate's salary. If Araki doesn't do that, how are they incentivized?
That's the friction point they designed their whole model to solve. They use low results-only flat fees. It's based on how complex the job is, not how much the person gets paid.
A flat fee. And what's a safety net for the client?
It's a big one. A 100% money-back guarantee for up to 180 days after the candidate starts.
6 months. Wow.
Yeah. So they have to find someone who's a genuine long-term fit or they don't get paid. Simple as that.
Okay, but hold on. Let's circle back to the structure. How can one central office be virtually local in over 1,500 world markets? That sounds like a contradiction.
It does, but they pull it off by basically never sleeping. They operate 24/7, 365, so time zones just aren't an issue.
And language.
That's the other key. Keep multilingual support. We're talking 13 major languages like German, Spanish, Chinese, plus about 30 others, all from that central hub.
So that agility lets them work across their 13 different practices. Even though they started in tech, they've branched out.
Right. But that early focus on semiconductors and electronics still gives them a huge edge in complex fields like automotive and medical technology today.
So if we tie this all together, what's the enduring value here for someone listening?
I think it's that RT is a case study in what you get when you prioritize human insight over digital scale.
Yeah.
Their whole business is built on institutional sovereignty and, this high precision, very human methodology.
Which leaves a pretty big question for you to think about. When you're looking for truly mission-critical leadership, you have to consider the trade-off. Is the speed and scale you get from an AI-driven franchise model worth the potential loss of control and confidentiality that a centralized, human-focused lone practitioner seems to guarantee? That's something to mull over.